Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this June 27th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mayalove here, and we welcome into the studio our great friend, Kayla Rombalski, Community Development Educator with Wood County. And it's always good to see you, Kayla. Thanks for being here.
Good to see you, James. Thanks for having me. And kudos to you. You did that introduction flawlessly.
I had a couple takes. I tried
sure.
a couple times before.
Sure. No, I appreciate it.
We appreciate you being here. And always the topics that we get into, when it comes to a topic or a job like yours, community development and educating us on these subjects. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you taking the time and being able to dive into some of these things that whether we know a little or a lot about or sometimes don't even know about that you guys offer services you guys do, like strategic planning, where
yeah.
we're going today.
Yes, of course. So I have to admit, when I came in here, James and I had a totally different track for our conversation. We were going to talk about housing and the results of a recent housing survey. And while that's really good information, I was on a phone call just before I came to the studio with someone who is representing a nonprofit who wants to think about their 2025 plan and their vision for the next 5 years. And they didn't realize that Extension offers strategic planning services, often free of charge, to nonprofits in the community.
Kayla, I think a great place to start is what is strategic planning? Because I imagine that a lot of people may be doing this or trying to do this and not even understand that they are doing strategic planning.
Right. That's a great question. So strategic planning is really looking at your mission, your vision, and your goals for a period of time. So some people typically do it for a 3 to 5 year span. Others do it for a much longer time. You see this in nonprofits commonly, but also in municipalities. So, for example, the Wood County Comprehensive Plan is being redone this year, working on different chapters of it. So that's where that housing part of that conversation fits in, because there's a housing chapter within the Comprehensive Plan. You see it within businesses. You know, what is our vision for this business for the next 5 to 10 years? And what is our mission statement? You see the rebrands that have come out. I think actually just yesterday I was looking at something on the internet, and Perkins, which is a company that's been around for many, many years, is now going through a rebrand to make them look more modern and more edgy, I guess.
We're seeing that with a lot of businesses that are in that kind of range of existence, if you will, where they're kind of trying to update their modeling or just the look of their building. It is something that I think a lot of us do. Traditionally, I think some people think of this on a personal level, like where do I want to be in 5 years
exactly.
and some of that. This
yeah.
is a bit of an extension of that. No pun intended. Didn't mean to do that.
I love it. I love it.
but it really is. And I think, again, this is one of those topics, whether you've thought about it or not, I do think that it's there almost is no nonprofit, no business that couldn't be benefited from something like this.
Right. Exactly. So let me talk a little bit about what Extension provides in this area. So for a nonprofit that's looking to potentially, you know, start this, there are a lot of options. Certainly there are private consultants out there that do wonderful work. They will come in and facilitate a process for you, whether that's a long-range process with a lot of focus groups and a lot of surveys to survey key stakeholders, that kind of thing, and then putting together this long-range plan. There are also even websites that can kind of walk you through the base process. So there's really a variety of ways that you can approach it. Extension kind of has a niche right in the middle. So we are always willing and able to provide resources not only to nonprofits but also to municipalities. We have a local government center through Extension. That operates with townships and municipalities within the state of Wisconsin. But really, for nonprofits, that's kind of where my niche is and what I like to be able to help provide. So looking at strategic planning for a nonprofit, you know, it could be an organization that maybe is looking to shift direction. Maybe, you know, I worked with a nonprofit last year that, you know, their traditional kind of scope of work had really been achieved, which was a great success,
yeah,
right?
They
were finding that there wasn't as much need for their work to continue into the future. And so they were looking at, well, what does it look like in the future? How do we pivot? How do we shift our mission and our goals to really remain relevant now that this initial need has been met? And so that's a great place to start.
It certainly, whether it's a nonprofit nonprofit or a business or a municipality, everybody's going to have a different outlook and expect different things and want different things. So I imagine that you guys are able to help different, you know, whether it is a municipality or a nonprofit, it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing.
Exactly.
You work with them on this.
We do. Yeah. So that's kind of the first step, is to work with the organization. You know, they come to us at Extension and say, here's kind of what we're thinking. And then we'll ask a bunch of follow-up questions to really hone in on what they're looking for in terms of deliverables. At the end of this process, what are you looking for? Are you looking for a plan that is a published, you know, document ready to go that you can share with your stakeholders? Are you looking for a new, you know, sometimes within strategic branding process, excuse me, I'm getting tripped up on my words.
Well, and it's an emotional topic.
Sure, yes. Sometimes within strategic planning processes, there's a branding that goes along with it. Strategic branding is what I was getting tripped up on. But so it might be a logo redesign or a new website that goes along with it. Those are all the deliverables that could come from the end of that process. So it's good to have an idea in mind of what you want from the end of that process up front. But we'll really work with you to go through and talk about, you know, what are some of your strengths? And then also, where are those areas for opportunity? So in the case I mentioned earlier of a nonprofit that was looking to sort of reinvent itself, what are you hoping to do? What need do you see yourself filling in the future? And there's the traditional, you know, SWOT analysis that many people have heard of: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, challenges, or threats in the case of SWOT. And then there are a variety of other methods to go about getting to kind of that vision and putting it in paper.
In the time that you've done this, what are some of the bigger questions or things that have come up with nonprofits, municipalities, different businesses?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I think relevancy tends to be one of those biggest pieces. Like, how do we, particularly as the world around us changes so frequently, how do we make sure that we are staying true to our vision? And how do we adapt if that vision shifts and changes? So that's one of the biggest pieces. I think often also it's the idea of remaining true to the original scope. So there's so much that we could do. There's so much that our organization could tackle. And every day, particularly for our nonprofits, you know, every day they're approached by a new challenge or a new opportunity that's out there that they could get involved with. How do we know what to say yes to and what to say, no, I think there's a better organization or a different organization that's a better fit for this? And that can be a really key part of strategic planning as well. You know, in some ways it's your roadmap to say, yes, these are the things we will do and these are the things we will not.
When it comes to certain, whether again, the versatility with something like this that is offered from Extension, when it comes to a municipality, a nonprofit, what have you, one other thing that these have in common is, even if things are going well, you want to make sure they are 5 years from now. You want to make sure that you continue on this course.
Right.
Certainly with businesses, I've got friends that are you know, I'm on the air here. If you want, I can mention your event. We're good. We have enough business. Do you know if you will in 5 years?
Exactly.
Do you know if you will in a couple of years?
Yeah.
That's such a crucial part to any of these things we've brought up, to make sure that you're there in that amount of time.
Right.
For nonprofits, you mentioned a nonprofit accomplishing their goals. That's fantastic. But even that organization you're talking about saw an opening somewhere else and saw a need for them to continue to do the work that they're doing.
Yes.
So then that extends that 5-year plan, or maybe it tightens it up a little bit more. This leads me to flexibility in this plan and having that. I imagine that's a part of this too, where you have your plan, but understanding that, you know, if you want to make God laugh, make plans. This is kind of the way things go in
life.
Right,
yes. And how many of those strategic plans that were in place pre-2020 saw the advent of a global pandemic and went, oh, well, this is... Okay,
so
we're
going to
throw that out the window,
and
we'll start fresh and try something different. So I think the really cool thing about the planning process, whether you go through a really rigorous process, you know, with a consultant where you're spending 12 months to even, I've seen some organizations take like a full 2 years on the planning process. It gives you a chance to step away from the day to day and really think about the long term, just as you said. So often, especially in nonprofits, I've worked historically in nonprofits, that to-do list is so long that all you can think about is what is the next thing I have to cross off? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? And you're not really thinking about, okay, what does it look like 5 years from now? Yeah. So that strategic planning process gives organizations and the people that work for them a chance to kind of think about what could we be doing better? What could we be doing differently? How could we improve upon this day to day? And what is it going to take to actually get there? So giving sort of that shift in thinking from, yeah, oh my gosh, this is my to-do list. I have to get these things done. I have to check off these boxes, to, oh, let's think about what could happen. What is possible?
One thing that we really appreciate here at the station is certainly our listener feedback. And part of what we appreciate about that is certainly that they care, that they're listening, and all of the above. But what I don't know if they realize all the time that we get from this is a third-person perspective. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes somebody who, they care about the station, but they're not financially invested in what we do. They're not necessarily an owner of the company or some of those things. They're a listener. And their opinion is very valuable to us, but I don't think that they realize all the value in what they say sometimes, because that third perspective is so vital in life. We get this from a lot of our local businesses. They come in, or I talk to them off air, and they'll often ask me in times, you know, how is this doing? How's this commercial doing? Something like that. Again, I give them a third perspective. It's something that UW can offer when it comes to this planning. You're very close to this subject. You're going to be emotional about this subject. And those are good things. Those are great things. It means you care. But UW is able to give you a bit of a step back and kind of a wider perspective, a third bird's eye view almost of this, and be able to help you really kind of what is important to you and what is necessary for you, to your nonprofit, your municipality, to be around the next 5 years, to accomplish the goals that you have in the next 5 years.
Right. And that facilitator is so key in that case, because it is that third party who's able to ask some of those tough questions. You know, maybe there's something embedded within the organization's culture where people just kind of have this sense of like, no, we're not going to go there. We're not going to touch that elephant in the room. Well, yeah, the facilitator has no, essentially no skin in the game, if you will. Like, yeah, I don't have a connection to this elephant in the room. So let me bring that up. Let me see, yeah, you know, why that continues to be an issue, and work through some of those challenges. And that, I think, can be a really revolutionary process for organizations once they're able to address some of those things that maybe historically they haven't touched.
We're speaking with Kayla Roboski, community development educator with UW-Madison Extension. And Kayla, with this strategic planning that we're focusing on today, we've kind of talked about some of the bigger questions you're asked, some of the different details of this. Are there other aspects of this out, not just planning the 5 year ahead, but maybe even taking in stock of what you've already accomplished to make those things happen? Is that part of this process?
Absolutely. And I think that's a really key part that sometimes is overlooked. Mm. You absolutely have to celebrate. So as I mentioned earlier, you know, with those nonprofits, you're always looking at the to-do list. So oftentimes you achieve something and you've crossed it off the list, and there's really, you know, on to the next thing. There's not a whole lot of stop and admire or really take stock of what you've done. And I think that's really key to prevent burnout and to continue to energize and be passionate about the work. You know, you mentioned things can get emotional sometimes, and people are really deeply devoted to the organizations that they volunteer for or that they work for. And being able to celebrate the wins of those organizations is really important.
Yeah, it's something that actually whenever I get a chance and I can bring up on the air, morning shows, show like this, we don't take the little wins in life enough. We don't take, we like you said, we're so quick to the next step, so quick to the next thing. So whether it is you had all green lights on the way to work, or your organization accomplished something, we don't take that moment to really take that win in. It may not always seem like it, but again, getting to the end of that 5 year plan, this is part of how you get there, by taking in these little wins. Not every day, not every event is maybe going to go the way you wanted it to. Those wins help get you through those moments. Those wins help get you through any tougher times or anything too, which almost all of us are going to face. You know, that's just the way life works. You have ups and downs. Those little wins really help you through those down times.
Absolutely.
And when it comes to strategic, when it comes to planning, and especially with a nonprofit or a municipality, you put a lot into this stuff. And while things may not go perfectly, even in an event where 80% of it went right, 20% didn't, focus on that 80. You know, that,
right.
that 20 is so easy. Our brains are so quick to go right to that 20%.
Exactly.
Focus on that 80.
It's hard to do that oftentimes. We're so wired to think about the negative, even within ourselves.
I need to take my own
medicine. Right?
I'm not at all saying this to
people
like
that. This is a Jackie conversation for sure. I mean, Jackie Caratini from Extension will talk about being your biggest advocate and really the mental health piece of this. But I think it's important for organizations to think about as well. Organizationally, how are you celebrating your wins? How are you celebrating your organization?
When it with this subject, are there any other aspects of it we haven't really had a chance to touch on?
Yeah, so there's something that I'm working on that I'm really excited about. I am actually in a class right now to talk about strategic doing. So it's a little bit of a different approach. You know, we talk about strategic planning, and often I think the biggest criticism of strategic planning is that it's a plan, right? So I mentioned some organizations take 2 years to do this plan. So you plan it out, and I'll, you know, one of the things that I do really work really closely with in Extension is the Ready Plan, the Wood County Rural Economic Development Initiative Plan. That plan was completed in 2021. They started work on it in 2019. So it took a full 2 years in the middle of a pandemic to actually get that approved and adopted by the county board. We are still continuing to execute what's listed in that plan. But so frequently, that plan is completed. It's adopted by the county board. You say, yay, round of applause. We got it done. And then the plan sits on a shelf and doesn't actually get looked at. And all of the things that you had put forth in there that would be great ideas and things to move forward so often just are left with inactivity. And so strategic doing kind of flips that model on its head and says, what could we do now within the next 30, 60, or 90 days, typically within the next 30 days, to really look at how we could actually influence and impact the things that we're talking about and have some small wins so that we can capitalize on, just like we've been talking about, you know, capitalize on and celebrate those small wins and then continue to think about that long-range plan sort of as you're doing it. So it's a really interesting approach because it kind of is the expression, you know, we're going to build the plane as we're flying it. Yeah. But it gives more energy to the actual planning process and to seeing those objectives and goals met in a much sooner time frame.
It seems like it would be beneficial, especially as we touch on little wins in some of these other things. You know, you have these goals and these things you want to accomplish in that fifth year, but you're still in the first months of that plan. Mm-hmm. It can be sometimes like, that's so far away. That's so hard to
right.
get to that. And that incentive for you, that carrot at the end of that stick of that fifth year is a long ways away. You want to nibble on that carrot a little bit beforehand, maybe. You want to have some wins here to get you to that point.
Right.
That's the strategic doing. That's a really unique aspect of this. And I would think going forward, almost an important part of strategic planning.
It is, yes. And it's interesting because it has its roots in, so this is maybe more academic than the listeners are interested in, but it has its roots in agile strategy. And agile is like a tech term. And so here I'm speaking a little over my head at this point. But for programmers and developers of software and gaming and different things like that, you know, they don't have time to work out all the kinks before they publish it, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone wants, if it's an app that Apple is putting out or if it's an app that the latest and greatest, you know, tech company is putting out, you want that app on your phone now.
Yeah.
And there are going to be bugs. There are going to be things that need to be addressed. Mm-hmm. And so this method of agile is really focused on like, put it out there, mm-hmm. and then we will continue to fix it and to work on it as it's already out in place. So this strategic doing approach kind of takes the same thing and puts it toward organizations and the strategic planning process of put it out there, start somewhere, and then shift and make changes as you go.
It feels like it's been very beneficial when helping people with strategic planning, having something like this be a part of it.
Yes, absolutely.
When it with some of the what are, and I don't want to ask specific names certainly, but you mentioned nonprofits, municipalities. Have you had some businesses that you've worked with this? Is that something to think of as well for people out there?
Yeah. So for corporations or businesses, for-profit businesses, our services are a little bit different. We typically don't work with businesses,
sure,
but
sure.
We can provide recommendations for who would.
Excellent. Our
space really is within the nonprofit arena and working with those organizations. I will tell a funny story. I worked with an organization last year. It was actually Justice Works out of Portage County. And I can laugh about it now, but I will say at the time that I was brought in to do strategic planning, they were really looking at their organization as a whole and that question of relevancy, as I said, the question of, you know, there were some financial challenges, as there are in many organizations. And they actually decided as a result of the strategic planning process to close their doors.
Wow.
But they did it really respectfully of their, respectfully with keeping in mind their stakeholders and with a plan, right? So they wanted to go out on top. They knew that they were in a good place in the community and they wanted to be able to control that narrative as they disbanded essentially the organization or transitioned. And so for me, it was a really interesting process because I was like, wow, I just led this facilitation, but the result was that the organization shut down. I'm not sure that is a win. Is that a success?
It's a mixed bag.
But for them, it was a success. You know, that was what they were seeing. That was what the whole process of, you know, trying to identify what they should do next led them to do. And they needed that third party to come in again, because while I support the organization's mission and certainly was passionate about the work that they did, I didn't have that firsthand connection to it. So I was able to ask some of those questions like, well, what is keeping you from this? Or why aren't you doing this? Or, you know, to kind of guide some of those conversations. And I think that's so much the value that an external party can bring into the conversation.
It sounds like you did your job. It sounds like, you know, you
did.
You did your
it
job.
Feels it, weird.
It's a,
but
weird,
I,
it's a mixed
yes.
bag, but you did yeah. your job. And those individuals are now able to go to other things and put their energy into those that
right.
might need them.
Exactly.
So there is no real end for a nonprofit work. They just find other avenues to go and help and do other things
yes.
and maybe have a new 5-year plan another time that they might need some strategic planning.
Yes, exactly.
Kaylee, did we cover everything you wanted to today?
I think we did.
All right. Nice job. Nice work.
Oh,
that was
thank
fun.
You.
That was fun.
Thank you, James, as always.
If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we talked about today, how can they get a hold of you?
Okay, so this is always the fun thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Saying websites on air. So I will say the easiest way is probably just to Google Extension Wood County. That will bring up a list of resources as well as our website. You can find me in the directory, but my name is Kayla Rombalski. So the last name is Rombalski. You can find me at krombalski@wisc.edu. Or you can always call our office. We're in the Wood County Courthouse, and we'd be happy to chat with you and chat about whatever you're thinking in terms of your organization's needs and next steps.
And you can always reach out to us if you need this information again or anything, we can make sure to get it to you. I will tell you the website, wood.extension.wisc.edu. It has all of this and all of our extension friends' information there. wood.extension.wisc.edu. Good to talk with you, Kayla. We'll talk again real soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.